Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala, November 2nd, a culinary celebration featuring Iron Chef Michael Simon, a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Tickets now available at stmartin.edu/gala.
You're killing me, Stein.
Give me some guys. Yeah, there we go. So, Chuck Wagon, Nancy, you're all proud of your gigantic collection of rolling pins, huh?
That's right, Stein. I was busy writing about rolling pins in the Seattle Times this week. I have an incredibly big collection of rolling pins, and I don't even know how this happened, because I only use about one or two at a time, but I can't stop buying those things.
I know just what you mean. I've got a drawer full of them, and I hardly roll anything out anymore. The only thing I make anymore, really, that would need a rolling pin is pizza dough, and I've started stretching that by hand. So the only pin I'm using is one that I made myself out of a section of broom handle for rolling out jiaozi, potsticker dumpling wrappers. And I got that for free, although DeGroote's saying, what happened to the broom?
I have a little cherry wood rolling pin that I bought. It's a small dowel, too, for rolling out my dumplings. I got that in Alexandria, Virginia this summer at an art fair. It was only about $12, but it was so gorgeous. But the one that I used all the time now is a heavy maple taper. It's just one of those French-style rolling pins. I love that thing. I mean, you really get a better feel for what you're rolling out when you do it.
I've got one like that, too, and I like using it, or I did like using it when I was still rolling dough. I tend to like the ones without handles because I feel I've got better control, you know, just pressing my hands right on the pin itself.
You know, for years I used ones with handles, and my favorite was this heavy marble one that was re-gifted to me from somebody, and I used it for years. What was great about it is I could put it in the freezer, and it kept the pin really cold so that the pie crust was then very cold as I rolled it out.
I always wanted one of those, and I actually have a piece of marble that when I was still making pie crusts, I would put in the refrigerator as well. And I thought, gosh, if I just had one of those refrigeratable rolling pins, I'd make the best pie crust ever. But you claim that you do.
I think I do because I use an all-butter crust, and I have this secret way of doing it that wasn't so secret because I wrote about it, a couple of years ago, that my friend Barbara Schwartz taught me how to make pie crust in the food processor so you don't process it too much like I used to, just make it all crumbly, and then you're not touching it much. You just turn it over onto saran wrap, wrap it up real quick, and you want to push it in with your hands to make a disc so your hands are not touching the dough. And that allows the butter to stay nice and cold. And that's what you really need for a flaky crust, says me.
And then you refrigerate it for a while and then take it out and roll it out?
Absolutely.
Let's hear from some of our eaters. I know everybody's got a favorite rolling pin. For those who don't own a rolling pin, it's hard to believe that anyone doesn't. But if you're going to go out and look for a rolling pin at a store or a garage sale, which is where I would recommend you look, what should you do to buy the rolling pin that's right for you?
According to Kate McDermott, who has the Art of the Pie class, and she's a wonderful, wonderful, nationally renowned pie maker, she said you should go and hold the rolling pin in your hand because you want a rolling pin that feels good in your hand, and that's the most important thing. And I would agree.
If you can feel like a woman in a 1930s comic strip, then that's the rolling pin for you.
Yeah, I'll take a rolling pin to you, Stein.
Okay. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy.
That's the way I roll.
Listen, I am Dick, ducking and running, Stein.